This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
And here's something new. Yet another Trump-inspired hate crime has been debunked as false. Talk about fake news. It all started last week when a student at North Park University in Chicago claimed she was being harassed in the wake of Trump's election. The student said she received several threatening emails and a note taped to the back of her door that read, "Back to hell, hashtag Trump," and various slurs referring to her sexual orientation. Well, according to a new statement from the school's president, however, the woman, quote, fabricated the entire story and is no longer enrolled at the university. There's no word, though, on whether charges are being filed against her for scaring the hell out of everyone and contributing to the division of America, because, of course, no charges were ever filed, nor will they ever be filed.
I'll tell you, you know, if you can't blame it on sequestration, global warming, now we got to blame something on somebody. So, hey, why not Donald Trump, right? That's the easy out, Scott. It's all Trump's fault. And the guy hasn't even taken office yet.
Well, are we sure it's not? I mean, if you can't prove it's not, it must be, right?
Oh, yeah, let's go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes, why not? I mean, hey, it's Thanksgiving. You know, why not? Let's just start manufacturing all kinds of wacko stuff. You know, this is what I love about Thanksgiving, is that if you really appreciate what it's all about, and of course, we're going to be, you may not know, of course, but generally on days like this, we like to bring on our favorite historian, Bruce Kaufman, and we'll talk a little bit about, you know, Thanksgiving and how it all got started and good things, just to give you something positive to talk about around the household today. And as you come together with family and friends, you can add something to the conversation with some knowledge and some gravitas, you know, so, you know, just so that we can stay away. I mean, it's kind of interesting. You got all these psychologists chiming in, you know, don't bring up Trump at the dinner table and, you know, one to another and how contentious it is. You know, this is, you know, it's an interesting time. I mean, it really is quite revealing. You know? This whole election process has been so revealing, you know, from, you know, revealing flawed candidates and the media exposing them and, you know, our political parties. And, you know, ironic that one political party just went in an uproar because, you know, they didn't, you didn't answer quick enough that you were going to support the eventual winner, you know, so you're the bad guy. They don't get that asked that question, but they forgot to ask the people, I guess, and people are just still, you know, dealing with that process, thinking it's the end of the world. But I got to tell you, you can't help but be encouraged with what you see, how this president-elect is moving about his business, you know, and putting together his, with his transition team, putting away, together his administration. And, you know, he's talking to everybody and people that said, you know, the most awful things, you know, about him and to him and that sort of thing. He's going, hey, look, if you got the goods, you know, we can get beyond that. You know, this says a lot, I believe, about his character. It gives us some hope that we'll get some, you know, somebody in there. But, again, the greatest cure to all this, Scott, is success. You know, he comes in, he starts being successful, and I think there's things that we can do to get this country rolling right away, rolling back some regulations that have been stifling job production, that sort of thing. Hey, who knows, maybe next Thanksgiving we'll be just so incredibly thankful and grateful, we just don't know, we won't know what to do with ourselves. Maybe we're just too busy. You know, maybe that's the problem. My dad used to say, you know, when you sit around and think too much, you know, you start thinking bad thoughts.
Well,
what do you think?
I'm in agreement with your father. He sounds like a smart man. But it all comes down to, are they willing to accept the good things that are being done? Because mm-hmm. That's kind of where the problem goes. Everybody draws their party line, and then that's where they are. That means the other side does no good, and our side does no bad.
Mm.
And, I really think they should be a little bit more like Trump. He's mm-hmm. called out both sides.
Right.
Hey, you're not doing this right, and you're not doing this right. So... we'll see. We'll see.
Well, if it's truly about the United States of America and all Americans, then, you know, America itself has to make a mental shift a little bit. And even, you know, like some have suggested, hey, give it a shot. Let's see what's happening. I mean, it hasn't been too good in the last 8 years. Why not? Why not now? Why not with Donald Trump? Hey, we can all be heroes in the process of being united. This is Bill Martinez. Happy Thanksgiving, America. It's 5 minutes after.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's what it's all about. There is a grander picture in all this. You know, if we focus on the majors, hey, we can do a lot of great things together. And I think America is waiting, you know, just, you know, cannot wait to bust loose, to make great things happen, to dream big dreams again. I got to tell you, I'm very encouraged in my travels across the country and talking to a lot of people that you just see them. They're right there at the starting line and, they're excited. They're excited, and I would say on this Thanksgiving 2016, very thankful, too. Bruce Kaufman is with us, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. I got to say, I am very thankful for Bruce Kaufman. We have been talking together. Bruce, what has it been now? About 7 years, 6 years
yeah,
at least?
Yeah, about 6, 7 years, Bill, absolutely.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm so thankful for you, you know, for what you bring to the show, what you offer. You know, to our audience and to others. I mean, your speaking engagements, your love for history. You know, I think something that has been lost in the process of, you know, the information age that we've run into, you know, in everything that we're dealing with, you know, for free speech and no free speech and qualified free speech, all that good stuff.
All that stuff.
You know, it is an interesting time, but I often say that it is experience that forms our worldview. And we've had a rather interesting, if not raucous, past decade or two on those two major subjects. What do you think?
Yeah, we absolutely have, and we've had. I think the proof of that is the recent election. That I was. You and I talked before. I'm surprised and not surprised that Donald Trump is president. Mm-hmm. I understood the depth of the anger out there. I understood the pervasiveness of it. Mm-hmm. I underestimated the depth of it.
Yeah.
And but there we are.
Yeah.
You know, as I wrote a column about this, Bill, in which I said, okay, so we understood the anger at Washington, at the corruption in this town, at the special interests and the crony capitalism and all of that has so, it's so permeated the country that they were willing basically to, they were overlooking the fact that their champion, Donald Trump, was at least during the campaign. Now we'll see if this changes during his presidency. Mm-hmm. But during the campaign, I considered him a megalomaniac, with no judgment character at all and a willful ignorance on so many issues. But Bill, there was one issue that he understood that the rest of us did not. It wasn't just the blue collar workers worried about their jobs that got Donald Trump elected. He also appealed to the millions and millions of Americans who think that this government is corrupt in Washington, and are angry that the government has ever increasingly meddled in every aspect of our lives and has done so badly for the simple reason that a bunch of uncaring bureaucrats and insulated politicians working in the 62-square-mile city that is Washington, D.C., cannot possibly understand how to address the many different problems faced by the 320 million Americans that are spread across 50 states and a 3.8 million square mile continental nation.
Right.
They can't possibly get that.
Yeah, in the whole process, Bruce, you're exactly right. I mean, the people, we the people lost validation. We lost credibility. It wasn't about us. I mean, it's to the point that, you know, they thought they were doing a great job because they were telling us what light bulb we had to buy.
Right, exactly.
I mean, really?
Exactly.
I mean, really? You got, that's what it is? You know, that's the best that you have to offer is that you've given us and forced us to buy light bulbs?
Yep, that's right, exactly. That's meddling in our everyday lives, okay? And as I wrote in my column, if anybody wants to know why 70% of the country thinks we're on the wrong track, look no further than right there, and Trump looked no further. And that's why he's president.
Yeah, and the thing is, Bruce, you know, to your point, imagine if Hillary, in fact, there's groups that, you know, they want recounts. They're trying to somehow make these numbers into something else and somehow just say, look, somebody made a big mistake. There's millions of votes lying out there, illegal or legal, doesn't matter, but there's some votes out there. And, you know, we know that if we find those right votes, Hillary's going to be the person. And it, you know, the contention toward Donald Trump, I see an equal pushback if it had been the other way around.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know. I mean, not that I've seen the right very often go and turn police cars upside down. And I mean, they only do that after they win a championship or something.
Right.
But, you know, but for political, you know, excitement, that you don't see them do that very often. But I don't know. Maybe if Hillary got elected, it would have been, you know, all of a sudden we'd have really seen this this outburst. You know, and of course, you know, the left explains it that all of a sudden, I guess 98% of America is all white supremacist now, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That was always the contention. So as soon as Trump is elected, or as soon as Hillary is elected, then all those white supremacists would have started shooting everybody in sight and destroying things. That, which obviously would not have been the case. But the one thing to address all those people, Bill, who say, you know, because Hillary won the popular vote, she should be elected president, and the electors should change their votes come December 19th. Here's the problem with that. Both Hillary and Donald campaign on a strategy to win the Electoral College.
Exactly.
Okay, so had they both campaigned on a strategy to win the popular vote, we can't know that Hillary would have won the popular vote because they would have been using different strategies, and we can't know how that would have worked out. So, there's no validation to their contention that because she won the popular vote, she should be president. She might not have won the popular vote if both she and Trump had a campaign strategy designed to win the popular vote.
But that's not the contest.
Yeah.
The contest is electoral. That's like saying, okay, our team got more hits than your team in the World Series in Game 7. So, hey, give us the ring. We won.
Right.
No, that's not the scoreboard says we got more. It's about runs. It's not about hits.
Right. Exactly.
Right?
You can't change the rules after the game's over.
Yeah. So it's and of course, you know, the Democrats and sadly, I mean, this is we've got to get through this process, and I know we will, Bruce. I mean, there's going to be some people that just refuse to say World War II's over. But, you know, they're, and that's, you know, that's their privilege to do that. But if we're really going to get this country back on track, just like many people had to accept Barack Obama, you know, some in the first election, certainly the second, you know, with his reelection, boy, there was a lot of contention and misunderstanding and probably as big a surprise in that reelection of Barack Obama as there was in the election of Donald Trump. What do you think?
Probably close, yeah. And again, you know, okay, Donald Trump, let's get over it. He's our president-elect. Let's give him a chance to govern. I've already been impressed by the fact that he is reaching out to all those people who, during the campaign, he was bad-mouthing and they were bad-mouthing him. And he's now trying to both heal the Republican Party, and at least in some sense, okay, he and Mitt Romney are sitting down to maybe discuss
you
Romney
imagine?
Being his Secretary of State. Romney led the opposition to Trump.
Yeah.
So, and Trump is now, Trump is saying, number one, let's heal the country, but number two, Bill, he's being very clever in some ways. He's following the game plan of Abraham Lincoln, speaking of history.
Right.
When Lincoln ran for president, his two biggest opponents, the guys who were favored to win the presidency in 1860, were William Seward of New York and Sam P. Chase of Ohio. When Lincoln became president, he gave Sam P. Chase Secretary of the Treasury, and he made William Seward Secretary of State. Keep your friends close, keep your opponents closer.
Exactly. Bruce, I thought it was clever, though. You know, Mike Pence had to remind, Mitt Romney when he came to see Trump that, he was wearing a tie that said, never Trump, hashtag never Trump. He said, I think maybe you might want to take that off. What do you think? Just kidding. 15 after the top of the hour right now. We got more from Bruce after this.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for loving me. It don't even matter what tomorrow brings. Well, I will say my thank you.
appreciate so much about Thanksgiving is that when you really pause and embrace the spirit of what Thanksgiving is all about, Bruce Kaufman, you know, it's kind of hard to hold on to stinking thinking and the things that drag us away from the main objective. I mean, we can be so distracted by so many things. I mean, this is the plus and minus of our own, you know, creativity and our design here. But what are we going to choose to do with this design? Are we going to honor our God who created us and those who are around us? Not even a mere mortal, you know, that we've ever met, as someone once said, in talking about our fellow citizens here, not only in America, but I dare I say in the world, who are going through this journey of life. And, you know, I don't know. Today's a special day, and there's a reason about it that it opens up for me one of the best times of year, you know, that leads us into this time of family and friendships and you know, times, you know, that I think that reveal to us, if we have ears to hear and eyes to see, the significant things, the things that we value most in our life. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And Bill, I mean, you hear people, it's not a well-known fact that Thanksgiving is actually a religious holiday, mm-hmm. and therefore we are here to thank Almighty God for our blessings. In fact, mm-hmm. and going back to my historic job here, mm-hmm. the first Thanksgiving was proclaimed by George Washington. After the Constitution was ratified, the government's in place, Washington and Congress are in place. Congress asked Washington, instructed Washington to, quote, recommend to the people a day of thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God. Mm-hmm. So Thanksgiving was based on a kind of religious principle. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure how many people understand that. But Thanksgiving is all about family and friends and loving each other and putting aside our differences, which are actually all the things that Jesus taught.
Yes,
so
exactly.
It is a religious holiday.
Well, and the thing, like most things that come out of the spiritual experience, it is a dark to light experience. And this is what this country realized. I mean, it was in darkness, Bruce. I mean, it left its roots. It left its country. It left everything it knew in much way. You know, when you think back historically, like Abram, when, you know, God says, hey, look, we need you to get out of Dodge here. What do you think? And he says, hey, if you say it, I'm with you. I'm packing. I'm leaving. I mean, leaving everything that he knew and loved and experienced, his friendships, culture, the whole deal. He exits stage left because God said, hey, I need you someplace else.
Yeah.
And, you know, and look at our founding father. Look at the pilgrims. I mean, they leave and they have this sense that, hey, look, it can be better here. We can get away from this tyranny. We can, you know, form a more perfect union. And they had a vision, and dare I say, and they admitted it wasn't their own vision. It was one that they felt like, hey, look, they heard from God. This is what God told them.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely right. In fact, so we can go further beyond Washington to the actual beginnings of the Thanksgiving, which the pilgrims in 1621. And yes, they set aside Thanksgiving to thank their God for giving them, at least the first year, for allowing them to survive the first year there.
Yes.
And, you know, and they were optimistic that with God on their side, that this new experiment, this new journey that they'd taken was going to turn out well. And it has.
Yeah, but it didn't, like you said, it didn't necessarily start out that way. I mean, look at how many of those pilgrims died.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, they paid, you know, you talk about paying the ultimate price. And I guess that's kind of the backbone and story of this great American experiment, is people were willing to pay the ultimate price. And this is why sometimes when other nations say, well, you know, we want to be like America. Oh, really? Do you know what you're asking for?
Yeah.
Are you willing to die for the greater cause? And I know that people are getting their heads lopped off and all the, you know, just incredible things that are happening. You know, talk about our fellow citizens around the world. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. We've been spending a lot of time, you know, talking about what's happening with the Assyrians and out there in the Nineveh Plains. And we've been, you know, increasing the number of people who have been following us and praying Psalm 91:1 for the Assyrian military. I mean, Bruce, you talk about a ragtag team of people holding back ISIS.
Right.
I can't tell you. I mean, I think it would be a violation, you know, yeah. of any kind of military strategy, you know, for them. But what they're doing and how they're able to hold off, it is by the power of God and by God, you know, God himself, I believe, standing in the gap and the human destruction. And I mean, in a lot of ways, I see what's happening. And I go for a moment. I begin to see what some people saw, you know, pre-World War II with what Adolf Hitler was doing, you know, to Jews, to Christians, to people that he felt didn't measure up to his Aryan goal.
Yeah. Yeah. But and again, Bill, just to kind of go back to the optimistic side here, one of the, you talk about the refugees, you talk about that, the question. Bill Bennett, the former education secretary and Ronald Reagan said, the mark of a great nation, the mark of a wonderful nation is how many people want to come to that nation as opposed to how many want to leave.
Exactly.
And throughout our history, more people have wanted to come to the United States, to America, to live here than ever want to leave. And why is that? Because of that experiment that we did in self-government, because the pilgrims came here looking for a new world. And so here we are today. We've got many, many problems, no question about it, but we are still the greatest country in the world. We still have plenty, a great deal to be thankful for on this Thanksgiving Day.
Well, I don't see a lot of celebrities leading a parade out of this country, do you? I mean, they supposedly packed their moving vans, and I don't see any. I'm not seeing a long line of people jammed. I mean, they're jammed right now on the freeways. I'm here in Southern California. They're jammed on the freeways and across this country. I mean, a big travel day today. A lot of people are traveling. And, you know, it's just amazing. Another record number time that people will travel to grandma's house and family houses around this country to celebrate Thanksgiving. But, you know, hey, it's all part of the woof and wharf and, you know, the personality of this American experiment, isn't it?
Absolutely. And yeah, all those Hollywood celebrities who are absolutely so sure that Hillary is going to win the presidency that they wouldn't have to make good on that promise are now saying, well, never mind, because when I think about it here, things are pretty good for me here in this country.
Right, right. Well, you know, and the thing is, you know, when you see how upset people are, Bruce, and I think, wow, what am I missing? You know, what am I missing that I, you know, because if it had been different, I'm not sure I would have asked for a safe space, refused to take any tests or told other people who are counting on me to do certain parts of my job, or maybe I just wouldn't show up for work here. You know, Scott would be off in a corner with his thumb in his mouth in a fetal position and refusing to come out and, you know, support the cause here, and I'd be right next to him,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
What a sight.
What a sight. All those safe spaces. Yeah, I mean, there was one, there was one college, I forget which was, that it created safe spaces for the students because a conservative speaker had come to upset them. His speech was 3 months earlier.
Yes.
And 3 months later, they need a safe space because they're so upset because a conservative came to talk to them about conservative ideas and principles.
Well, I have to say that America is at a maybe at a possible reset, and we can be thankful for that. And we can be thankful for, you know, the people that are willing to step forward. I mean, you know, as you mentioned, this team that is being assembled. I mean, you've got some great people that are stepping up saying, hey, look, you can count on me.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's most incredible, the kind of talent that is available that, hey, look, if we're going to make America great again, it's going to be because all of us are all in. You know, it's an all hands on deck kind of situation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Trump is president-elect. Let's give him a chance to govern, okay? If he governs badly, that's why we have a constitution with separation of powers and checks and balances to make sure that he doesn't, that we can check him if he's governing badly. But let's give this guy a chance to govern.
Exactly.
He has been very impressed with some of the things he's done so far. Let's wait and see.
Exactly.
Let's also, Bill, be thankful for this great nation.
Exactly. Grateful for this great nation, for the family that you will be sitting across this Thanksgiving year. We just pray that it would be a real special time for you and your family, a time of restoration, appreciation, and gratitude. Happy Thanksgiving, one and all. This is Bill Martinez live. Bruce Kaufman, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. A new survey from the National Endowment for Financial Education reveals how Americans feel about their personal financial futures under President-elect Donald Trump. Ted Beck, President and CEO, National Endowment for Financial Education.
With the election of Donald Trump, the only 27% felt that they were more confident, and the rest was equally split between staying the same and less confident. We asked the same question if Secretary Clinton had been elected, and there only 19% felt more confidence. I think the key thing going forward is, to, especially in making financial decisions, is stay calm. Just try to figure out what's going to happen and how rules might change over the next year. In the interim, do things like check your budget, set some money aside, have an emergency fund, and try to figure out, are you paying the proper amount for financial services?
For more information, please visit smartaboutmoney.org. That's smartaboutmoney.org.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Mommy's the one who knows me, who made every part of me instead. I'm holding to the one who holds me, because I know who I am, I know who I am. I am sure I am yours.
Bill Martinez, live.
Well, I guess that's the question. Do you know who you are, huh? If you know who you are, it changes the whole perspective and the discussion altogether. With us right now is Ashley McGuire. It's always good to have her with us. Ashley is a senior fellow with the Catholic Association. Ashley, how are we doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on to discuss, you know, kind of the aftermath of this election 2016. You know, the bottom line is voters overwhelmingly rejected the extremism of the last 8 years by electing candidates across the board who have vowed to protect religious liberty and life and to send a justice to the Supreme Court who will uphold those constitutional values and restore the rule of law in society. That's really the bottom line here, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, it's when you look, for example, at how Catholics wound up voting and just Christians overall, especially when you look at Christians who regularly attend a service. Mm-hmm. We know this from looking at the Catholic vote in the past, that really the determinant group are the group that regularly attend services. Those are the people who say their faith informs the way that they vote. Mm-hmm. And that group went strongly for Trump. And I think that's because he's the one who reached out to us and said, I'm going to defend your religious liberty, whereas Hillary Clinton basically did the opposite and said things like, you know, religious beliefs need to be changed on abortion and other issues. And I think you're right. The Supreme Court, and we know, I think I saw that 1 in 5 voters said the Supreme Court was what drove them to the ballots, which is remarkable.
Well, I got to say this, Ashley. I'm really proud of Catholics and evangelicals who stepped up. We really needed them in this vote. Traditionally, about 50% bother to register to vote, and only about 50% of those even bother to go to the polls. But we saw them come out in big numbers, as Trump would say, big league, and which made a big league difference to this election, no doubt.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, you're totally right. And again, I think a lot of that was driven by the Supreme Court, because so many of the issues that religious voters care about, unfortunately these days, are decided at the Supreme Court. You've got conscience rights issues, not just related to Obamacare, but there's a number of cases that are just sort of pending in higher courts. For example, a really high-profile one is, should Christian pharmacists be forced to dispense abortion pills?
Right.
And, you know, I mean, right now the Ninth Circuit has ruled that they do, and they were denied certiorari at the Supreme Court. So I think Christians are outraged at the way that we're being treated and have absolutely no confidence that Hillary Clinton was going to defend our religious liberty. And, you know, talking about Catholics, I'll give you an example. She declined the opportunity to go speak at Notre Dame. I mean, she just sort of thumbed her nose at us, both in the way she talked about faith-based voters, but also, there's been a lot of articles written about the fact she just assumed she had them bagged. Mm-hmm. And we're not mindless voters.
Exactly.
Ultimately, we care about deep issues, and I think that really showed in the way the voting trends went.
Well, there was a little bit of awkwardness a couple of days before the election when she attended the Alfred Smith dinner, right? And in what I understood, there was a little bit of a private meeting between her and Cardinal Doling. Are you aware of that?
You know, I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. But, you know, when Cardinal Doling met privately with President Obama, he was totally burned. Obama assured him, we now know from leaked information, President Obama assured him, we will absolutely protect your religious liberty. And he did that time and time again. He did that in front of Congress. He did that at Notre Dame. And then he turned right around and poked us right in the eye over and over again. And, you know, by the way, again, going back to the Supreme Court, the largest class action religious liberty lawsuit in American history is still unresolved. The Little Sisters of the Poor,
exactly.
The decision affecting them was a 4-4 split. It was sent down to the lower courts, but had Hillary Clinton gotten her day with the Supreme Court, you can be certain that she would have stacked the court with judges who would have ruled horribly on religious liberty cases affecting the church.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's gotten lost in the in all the headlines, the current information that we're dealing with. And this is why it is so important, Ashley, for you to come on a show like ours, because we've got to keep the information, keep the people aware of what's going on, because they figure, well, if I'm not hearing it about it in the headlines, maybe it's just gone away. I think some people are going to be surprised that the Little Sisters of the Poor, that their situation is still in play here.
Absolutely. And so many other cases. I mean, for example, the ACLU is going around the country suing Catholic hospitals left and right for refusing, because the doctors refused to perform abortions, they refused to perform transgender surgeries, and the Catholic hospital system is the largest non-governmental provider of health care in America. So it's not just that. I mean, there was, I think, a number of, and you know, you look at these euthanasia laws that are sweeping the country,
exactly.
And we knew that was coming next. So
right.
Do Catholic and Christian doctors have to dispense life-ending suicide drugs or lose their medical licenses?
I mean, it's as if the system is being overwhelmed with all these cultural issues, and they're all coming to a head at the same time. I'll tell you, the Supreme Court, local municipalities, you know, as you say, the Catholic hospitals, I mean, wow, what are they going to do here?
Well, I think fortunately we've been given a break. I mean, you know, we have to wait and see what happens, but the Trump campaign reached out and they sent a letter to essentially leaders of the Catholic Church saying, we will get your back. I'm very confident that this is a priority issue for Mike Pence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, again, going back to the Supreme Court, the list that he provided us, that Trump provided the country, was full of judges who I think will restore the correct constitutional understanding of and respect for religious liberty in this country. And by the way, I think it'll help quell some of these essentially conflicts, social conflicts that we're seeing, because I think we're going to be a more peaceful society when we get back to tolerance and the idea that we can live together in peace and disagree. I mean, that's sort of a fundamental American idea. And the left loves to pretend like they're the vanguards of that principle, but they're actually, when it comes to religious liberty, the ones that are, have been systematically uprooting it, especially through the courts.
Well, at the core of all this, Ashley, you know, we've said repeatedly on the show, America is suffering, you know, at its very base and core, you know, to some spiritual bankruptcy. I mean, these are spiritual issues that need to be addressed. And inherent to all that is the rule of law. America, for a while and too long, has abandoned the rule of law. There is an expression and almost acceptance of lawlessness, you know, taking place in this country. I mean, this is why I believe even with these some of these demonstrations, look, you can demonstrate, that's fine, but when you start rioting and you're breaking up police cars and destroying property and businesses that support jobs for the local area, wait a minute, that's lawlessness, and that needs to be addressed, don't you say?
Well, yeah, and how about chanting "Not my president"? I mean, look, conservatives were dismayed when President Obama won a second term.
Yes.
But it was crickets out there. We weren't out there chanting "Not my president," because, as you say, we're the ones who understand the rule of law. And he wasn't our guy, but he's still our president. And what we did was come out 4 years later with the ultimate rebuke of him and his ideology and the way he ran the government for the last 8 years, because we knew that Hillary Clinton was going to be four more years of the same.
Exactly. And to your point here, you know, it is ironic that the question was asked of Donald Trump, not of Hillary, would he support the eventual election of the president? And I said, even then when that question was asked, they're not the ones to ask. You need to ask the voting public if they'll support it. Really, and just the way I saw it. Ashley McGuire, Senior Fellow with the Catholic Association. Ashley, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or Sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E, free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners nationwide rely on support from their family and friends to help them succeed. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, 83% of entrepreneurs receive emotional, operational, and/or financial support from their loved ones. For example, 38% have received funding for their business from family or friends. The support goes beyond financial gifts or loans. More than half of small business owners say they lean on family for emotional support that helps them professionally. Sharon Miller, head of small business for Bank of America, discusses the findings.
Family and friends play a critical role in the success of their loved ones' businesses. They are providing the financial, operational, and emotional support small business owners need to achieve their business goals. Entrepreneurs are grateful for the support and are optimistic about their future growth as a result.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Turn up the lights, huh? All right, strike up the band. You know what that means. It is time for Steve, the movie guy. Yes, from Hollywood, California. We're talking the movie capital of the world. We don't go short on this. Hey, this is a big budget operation. I'm telling you, we're independent, but we're big budget. Right, Steve Evans? I'm telling
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Big, big budget.
It's Thanksgiving all over America, and we're excited. It's a good time for family to come together. And no politics around the table. Otherwise, there's going to be food fights, you know. And make sure that when you do throw the food, that you keep the fork in hand. And there's a special art about having food fights, isn't there? I mean, isn't there a particular way you're supposed to do?
Yeah, basically it's throw and dodge, I think, is probably the technique I try to employ.
Exactly.
Around the table.
Yeah, and, you know, nothing like mashed potatoes and stuffing, you know, just right in the forehead of your favorite aunt. It's all good. And look
Let's
at them.
Hope it doesn't come.
I'm such a troublemaker, but it only opens the door to talk about, hey, for just a moment here, you know, it's the holiday, and I don't know, is there a specific Thanksgiving movie that warms the cockles of everybody's heart?
Well, you know, Alice's Restaurant years ago was a movie about Thanksgiving. That's the as far as specifically Thanksgiving. Of course, this is when they roll out all of the Christmas movies. So you get all the holiday stuff. And I don't know. I think, you know, I always try to watch Love Actually. I just love that movie for whatever reason. With
Alice's Restaurant, wasn't that they put marijuana in the stuffing or something of the bird?
You know, that was a whole. So, you know, Alice's Restaurant was.
I mean, and that's
thing.
Only appropriate. Arnold I mean, with everybody, all these, you know, all these states now approving medical marijuana. I mean, you know, hey.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't say this.
Stuffing.
I'm probably giving people ideas now. Hold the list.
That's the stuffing around the table.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Grandma's very calm. It's Thanksgiving. What happened?
Maybe that's the way to have it.
We were listening to Martinez. Martinez said, "Stuff the bird with a little hashish here, and everybody's fine." You know.
Everybody will stay calm around the table. We have some great stuff out this weekend. You know, I mean, there's just no excuse for
staying let's talk about, first of all, we jump. We're kind of like, you see, I got you off rhythm, see, because normally we talk about the number one box office hit.
Yeah, so I'm a finely tuned machine here.
Yeah, well, it's just that, you know, we're kind of like ADD. I think we're getting all, ready for, I mean, for me, it's pumpkin pie. What's your favorite part, you know?
I just love the turkey. Cranberry sauce. I mean, that's probably the best. We got these, you know, kind of candied yams with the marshmallows on top and all that stuff. I mean,
you go deep, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it's more the day after, you know, even pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin pie the day of, but I love it the day after, you know, it's just, it's chilled just right. The cold sandwiches, turkey sandwiches, you know, and the thing is, it surprises me. How come we can't get cold turkey sandwiches like that during the year?
Well, I guess you just don't go to the trouble of cooking up a big bird and having leftovers. That's the whole thing. You have to kind of start with the big bird first of all, and then leftovers for several days thereafter.
I know my brother-in-law went to the store. He couldn't help himself, and I was just told he found a 38-pounder.
Wow,
38-pounder! I said, my goodness, that's going to last for what are you doing? You hunkering down here?
It takes a big oven to put that bird in.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, he's going to attack it. He says it's 5 days to defrost. I mean, people could starve by then. It's like, but I said, the good news is once you cook it up, I mean, you're going to have turkey sandwiches, you know, forever here until the next millennium.
One of my childhood memories is when my dad was trying to barbecue a frozen turkey, which didn't work out so well, and it ended up catching fire.
Lord. Oh, that's hysterical.
Things went downhill.
And that's the thing. Everybody's got those stories, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then you remember those deep fryer things, you know, people, they don't follow the instructions. They think they can just throw a cold turkey in one of those deep fryers.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's best to do that out in the backyard, away from any trees or shrubbery or anything else, because you're always hearing about those things catching fire and burning down the garage, you know.
Yeah, so you don't want to be around the table and flambé your turkey next to... next to grandma. Yeah. That'll fire her up.
Absolutely.
So anyway, at the box office this past weekend, getting ready for, is this like the biggest weekend in the box office?
This is the biggest time of year because you have all of the Hollywood movie, all of the holiday movies, I should say, and then all the stuff that's lining up for the Hollywood Awards, you know?
So yes, right.
If you're in the movies, this is the time of year, and believe me, it's out there.
Are they still going to have the Hollywood Awards? I mean, because I thought all the celebs moved out of Dodge.
No, they stayed here, of course. They're on some very expensive real estate. So
they stuck around because, you know, they're up for a trophy or something. They figured, I can't leave. You know, you have to understand, I'm up for a trophy. It's the swag bag. Come on. It's the swag. That's what that's
all
what's all
the things
about.
That makes Hollywood wonderful. So
okay. Well, good. Now we can sleep at night knowing that Hollywood is not moving out. They're actually staying with us.
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss a moment of all this.
Now we can have peace in the Middle East. Okay. All right. So Fantastic Beasts, number one again, huh? Or number one this and not again.
This weekend.
Yeah,
J.K.
Right.
Rowling wrote it. Of course, she's the woman who gave us all the Harry Potter books.
Harry Potter.
And Harry, she's back. It's been 5 years, but she's back.
Wow.
Number one movie, 74.4. Great reviews. One to see this holiday season. Mm-hmm. Doctor Strange, that's another big one. That was number two. Trolls, number three. Arrival, number four. I think we talked about Arrival last week. I saw it. Highly recommend the movie. It's just so good with great performances as well. Almost Christmas was number five. And I saw a movie called Manchester by the Sea last week.
Ooh, I've heard about that.
It's a tough movie to watch. It really is. It's bad, but man, it is so well done. We have great performances by Casey Affleck and Michelle Williams, produced by Matt Damon. Sad stuff, but boy, it is good. I think it's going to be around during award season. It's called Manchester by the Sea.
Hey, you forgot to ask me about Hacksaw Ridge. I finally had a chance to see it. I finally did.
And
wow, powerful.
Powerful stuff. Tough to watch, but boy, is Andrew Garfield great in that movie.
Yeah, oh, he's terrific. I mean, it is. It was on. I just really appreciate it. Well, you know, I'm a history guy anyway, so I love this stuff. And you watch what was going on, and, here's this guy for the things that he believed in, based on the true story of Desmond Doss.
True story.
Wow. I mean, really terrific.
The objector who wins the Medal of Honor. Yeah, great stuff.
Yeah. But he said, the line was, he didn't see himself as a conscientious objector. He was a conscientious, what was the word that he used? It wasn't objector. Do you remember Scott?
Because he wanted to serve. He just did not want to.
No, but he said, I'm not a conscientious objector. I'm a conscientious, I got to write that down because it was a good response in terms of framing his mental approach to this, that he just didn't want to, pick up a gun. I mean, as far as he believed, he just didn't see Jesus with an M16 or, at that point it was a carbine. But he didn't, that wasn't part of his reality. But, boy, here it was. I mean, and Hacksaw Ridge, what the military had to go through on that ridge was unbelievable.
Yeah,
I mean,
and it's very well, it's really portrayed, I think, in a very realistic way on screen. I mean, it's just awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not necessarily one you want to take the kids there, but the storyline is unbelievable, though.
Yeah,
great storyline. Yep. Okay.
Let's talk about Moana.
Yes.
You know, it's a big holiday movie. It's got great music, great songs, beautiful animation from Disney Pixar. You got songs by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Great performances here. This is and it's PG, so you can take the family to this one. And here's what it's about. We have it's about Moana, who is this young adventurous teenager who sets out on a daring mission to save her people. And during her journey, Moana, who's voiced by Auli'i Carvalho, meets this mighty demigod, Maui, voiced by Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson,
Who guides her in her quest, encountering enormous monsters and impossible odds along the way. She fulfills her ancient quest for her ancestors and discovers the one thing she's always sought, her own identity. This takes place years ago, about 3,000 years ago, when the great sailors in the world voyaged across the vast Pacific to discover all these islands out there. But really, check out the trailer. I mean, just, it's Disney Pixar at their best.
Exactly.
99% recommending it. And let's see, 3.5 out of 4 stars in USA Today.
Dwayne Johnson does a great job. I mean, I saw the trailer. He's terrific. I mean, it's a great. Well, you know, like you say, it's Disney. So what can you say? There's just not enough superlatives, you know.
Yeah, they do it well.
Right.
On the other side of the coin, we have Bad Santa 2, which is your raunchy Christmas film, black-hearted, cynical fun for the holidays.
May not make your top 10, but you know, hey, what the heck, right?
You realize it's been 13 years since we've had a Bad Santa movie. Billy Bob Thornton is back. He teams up once again with his angry little sidekick Marcus to knock off a Chicago charity on Christmas Eve. Also starring Kathy Bates as the Bad Santa's mother. Might want to check that out if you're in the mood. Bad Santa 2, and then a movie. I go to this landmark theater, and there's a bar there, so we always stop in for a beer after the movies we see. And I was talking to the bartender there, who said that the owner of the landmark theater there said that Lion is the best movie of the year. And I always trust these people because they see everything and talk to everybody. This is a terrific film starring Dev Patel, Nicole Kidman, Rooney Mara. Check out the trailer, Lion. It's about a 5-year-old kid, Saru, who gets lost on a train, which takes him thousands of miles across India away from his home and family. Now, he has to learn to survive at the age of 5 in Calcutta. Ultimately, he's adopted by an Australian couple. Fast forward, 25 years later, armed with only a handful of memories of his previous life, unwavering determination, and this revolutionary technology known as Google Earth, he sets out to find his lost family and finally return to his first home. The amazing thing about this is it is based on a true story, and they say, hey, it's the best movie of the year. I'm going to check it out this
weekend. Wow, that sounds terrific. Lion, huh?
Lion, 80% recommending, and then of course we have
it's family friendly there. I mean PG-13, so
PG-13, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So and then the Brad Pitt movie Allied, so you might want to check that out as well.
Well, we got lots of offerings, and but you know, and this is always a fun time too because
it is a great time.
And get to the Cineplex early because the families do come out in numbers, you know, get plenty of popcorn because that's the way we roll. We go to the movies, we got to have popcorn. That's the way it happens.
Great Thanksgiving weekend.
You too, Steve. Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on. Happy Thanksgiving to you. This is Bill Martinez. We're live a couple of minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Why be held high?